Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on Starline by senior Washington correspondent for Bloomberg News. She's interviewed Treasury secretaries in planes, trains, and automobiles. Her latest project examines one big story each week. The author of Paper Soldiers and host of the Big Take DC podcast, we welcome Saleha Mohsen.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
Saleha, let's go beyond the mic. Every Thursday, you release a story that shaped Washington and has potential consequences for around the world. Why was creating this project important to you?
I moved to Washington in 2016, and I realized how disconnected Washington leaders seemed to be from the rest of the country. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I wanted to hear how, from them, what they were doing to help people in the other parts of America, not just inside the Beltway, insider baseball talk all the time. And so I decided we're going to do a show on this. We bring you voices from the campaign trail. We bring you voices from places like, we went to the border of Texas and went to see what that was like a couple of weeks ago. We went to the Iowa caucuses. We plan to go to the conventions. We also just take trips to Pennsylvania, South Carolina to talk about how policies made in Washington are affecting the people, and what is the disconnect there? What are people missing about how Washington works, and what is Washington missing about people's lives?
You've worked for the Daily Mirror, Business Week, and blogged for the Christian Science Monitor. How has the last 10 years with Bloomberg changed the way you see news and how it's covered?
I've really, really realized that the economy is so much at the heart of our daily lives, whether we think about it every single day or not. I've really focused on our ability to achieve or at least pursue the American dream, and how much is impacted by what lawmakers do in Congress or don't do in Congress. I realize that each vote has a lot of power. I realize that voting can actually change the business environment. I mean, take 2016, for example, when Brexit happened, and also when Donald Trump was elected. Investors realized that the American consumer, the American people, have so much power with their vote, they can change the entire business environment, which they have since Trump was elected, and that continued into the Democratic administration that came after.
Saleha, what's the one story you're working on for a future Big Take DC podcast that you consider interesting?
One episode that we're working on, it's really exciting actually, is this man at Bloomberg who sues the government. His job at Bloomberg is to constantly be suing the government for information. He is our FOIA man. He does these freedom of information requests to try to dig into what are cabinet agencies really doing and what are they trying to hide and what does it mean for the rest of us. And so he's just taking them to task. You know, our job in Washington is to be the fourth estate. There's the executive branch, there's the judicial branch, there's the legislative branch. Those are enshrined and sort of the three checks and balances. Then there's the fourth estate. There's journalists and what we do. And our job is to shine a light on what people in power are doing. And one key way of doing that is getting information that we should have a right to have access to. And my colleague has done some wonderful reporting on this front, and people around different agencies in Washington, they hear his name and they start to shake a little bit. Oh my God, what is he digging for? What documents is he going to end up with?
Shining a light in Washington, wherever it needs, and host of the Big Take DC podcast, author of Paper Soldiers, Saleha Mohsen joins us beyond the mic for the Rocky and Eight. All this is eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
All right, let's do it.
Saleha, which happens next? Debt limit raised or government shutdown?
Debt limit raised.
Favorite memory of the North Cape?
The sun dipping. Because you see the sun going across and it dips by like a tiny bit, and that's the sunset. Because it's the 24-hour sunlight.
Last non-financial based book you read?
The Golden Gate by Amy Chua.
Time for a new question in the Rocky and Eight. Yes, no, or kinda. Does economic sanctions actually stop bad actors from achieving their goals?
Kinda.
That's why we added the kinda part to it. Saleha, do you go to IKEA for the meatballs or to shop?
To shop.
What's your favorite type of yogurt?
Chobani.
Who is the person you're closest with at Bloomberg News that you don't directly work with?
Jennifer Jacobs.
How about your favorite Halloween costume that wasn't a Pakistani princess?
You've done some digging. A cat popping out of a pumpkin.
Let's sneak in one more with Saleha Mohsen beyond the mic. Saleha, looking back at your time at the University of Cincinnati, how did writing at the school newspaper prepare you for today?
Because I learned how to be a journalist and a reporter in a newsroom, not in a classroom.
So how does the podcast help others?
Through the podcast, I'm able to get behind economic statistics and models and jargon of what is going on in our country. Instead of using words like consumer confidence and CPI and basket of goods, I actually will talk to human beings and find out what kind of economic pain are they actually feeling. And you actually can trace a lot of problems to economic problems. A lot of social uprising things, they kind of start from economic scarring. And I think if more journalists and more people and policymakers and leaders had done this, then the rise of populism and the rise of Trump would not have been such a surprise.
It's time for one big question with Saleha Mohsen from the Big Take DC podcast, Beyond the Mic. Saleha, what's the biggest upcoming potential financial nightmare that people aren't talking about, but they should?
It's our $34 trillion deficit in this country. They absolutely should be paying attention to this. They should be forcing lawmakers to join hands and encourage bipartisanship, because that's the only way to address this problem that will affect our kids and our grandkids.
Will that happen?
I don't see any reason to hope yet.
Why?
Because our democracy is really, really divided. And until there is someone who can come and bring everyone together and strengthen not only democracy, but strengthen the reason that our democracy is now being tested, it's unlikely that lawmakers can actually come together and make the really difficult decisions that will be required to reduce the deficit and also be able to convince constituents that this was necessary. And please don't vote me out just because of this.
Saleha Mohsen wants you to read her book, Paper Soldiers, listen to her podcast, Big Take DC, and don't touch the Milano cookies at her local grocery store because they're meant for her. Saleha, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks so much.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.